I never looked at weakness from this perspective. Just say, we go to gym and you see a skinny person or even a really large person, they cannot lift, just say, 20 pound or 30 pound or 40 pound weight. They're weak. They cannot lift that weight. Meaning, the weight is too strong for them and they are weak. They could work to get stronger, but reality is reality. They are weak. You know, I talked about this before, that before even we get strong in any area, it's good to embrace our weakness and not to see our weakness as our enemies. And then we could ask the Lord to make us strong in that area. And when the timing comes, He will allow us to grow in certain area when the timing is right and we get stronger. But normally, His strength is made perfect in our weakness, He told Apostle Paul. Okay? Then I could have compassion on myself and say, you know what? I am weak. I used to be harsh on myself. Now I could be a little bit more compassionate and see the reality and see the truth and say, you know what? I'm weak in this area. I'm going to embrace, by the help of God, I'm going to embrace my, hopefully I'm going to embrace my weakness and wait until the Lord's strength is made perfect in my weakness. Once His strength is made in my weakness, hopefully He will make me stronger in that particular area. But then my strength, it's really His strength that was made perfect in my weakness to begin with. Let me say that again. When the Lord told Apostle Paul, my strength, meaning God's strength, is made perfect in your weakness, then it looked like that if our eyes are open, we can see His strength in my weakness, meaning we could pass through, we could see through our weakness and see His strength starting to be perfect when we embrace it. Okay, all that good, it's wonderful, I kiss it, I put it here, I could be compassionate toward myself, okay, and my weakness. How about when it comes to the weaknesses of my Susie, my wife, our spouse? Can we be compassionate and embrace their weakness and start to see, pass through their weakness and see the strength of God in their weakness? How about my neighbors? How about their weakness? Am I able to see through their weakness and see the strength of God in their weakness? Not really. I would say that's not fair. Just say you have a neighbor. Remember, I'm a neighbor to my neighbor. Just say we have a neighbor that they're not really compassionate. They're not very loving. They are not what we want them to be. Can we be compassionate? Can we see through their weakness? Not to the weakness. Not seeing the weakness. Seeing through the weakness. And just say, Father, it looked like your strength. It's there in their weakness, but I cannot see it. Open my eyes to see your strength in their weakness. Meaning, help me to go through the shell of their weakness and see through their weakness and see your strength, even being made perfect. I am willing to do that, but I'm not able yet. So help me, God. Then, see that one of the reasons the Pharisee could not see God in Christ, they could not see through the carpenter. the son of a carpenter and a carpenter, someone from Nazareth. He said, this cannot be our Messiah. That's another story. Let's talk about our son. This should be encouraging for all of us, that we could start to see, pass through our weakness and see the strength of God. That's all for now.